Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, Angie.com. It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Special Counsel Jack Smith has filed a motion in Donald Trump's espionage case that directly criticizes the conduct of Judge Aileen Cannon. Will he push for her to be removed? Here's Glenn.
Well, friends, we have a brand new court filing by Special Counsel Jack Smith in Donald Trump's federal prosecution down in Florida. This is the one where Donald Trump is indicted for unlawfully retaining classified documents, obstructing justice, and violating our nation's espionage laws 32 times over. 32 indicted counts in violation of the Espionage Act. And this, of course, is the case being presided over by Trump-appointed Judge Aileen Cannon. That's right, the judge presiding over this case owes her very job to the defendant. Well, friends, this new court filing, I feel like, is the kind of court filing we have been waiting for a very long time. So in this new court filing, Jack Smith is engaging, that's the word Judge Cannon chose, engaging in a discussion of two proposed jury instructions that Judge Cannon presented to the prosecutors and the defense attorneys about a week ago or so now. And let me tell you, you can go back and look at my video concerning these two instructions. These two instructions are virtually the judge instructing the jury that when you're the president, they let you do it. The Presidential Records Act just lets a president take all of the classified documents, all of the national security secrets he wants, and convert them into his own personal property, his own personal records, as if they were journals or his own personal medical records. And Jack Smith has now literally and figuratively laid down the law to Judge Aileen Cannon, saying, okay, I will engage Judge Cannon as you instructed. The way I choose to engage is to show you that what you're proposing to do in these two jury instructions is contrary to the law. It's actually unlawful. There's no legal support for these jury instructions that are basically you directing the jury to find Donald Trump not guilty. It's contrary to the law regarding the Espionage Act and the application of the Presidential Records Act. Friends, let's start with the new reporting, and then we're going to have a look at what is a federal court filing by a prosecutor, unlike one that I ever filed, unlike one that I've ever seen in its direct and searing criticism and rebuke of a federal judge. But let's start with the reporting. This from NBC News, headline: Special Counsel rips judge's jury instructions request in Trump's classified documents case. Jack Smith said Judge Aileen Cannon's request for jury instructions was based on a fundamentally flawed legal premise and threatened to appeal if she rules against the prosecution. And that article begins, Special Counsel Jack Smith strongly criticized a recent order by the judge presiding over the case of former President Donald Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents, saying that her request for jury instructions from his office and Trump's lawyers is based on a fundamentally flawed legal premise. In a court filing Tuesday, Smith argued that the legal premise behind Judge Aileen Cannon's request is wrong, and that it would distort the trial, potentially leading to a directed verdict in Trump's favor. The special counsel urged Cannon to promptly decide whether the legal premise in question represents a correct formulation of the law, and indicated that federal prosecutors would appeal if the judge rules against them. Cannon last month directed Trump and the special counsel to submit jury instructions framed with two competing scenarios concerning the Presidential Records Act as it relates to the charges brought against Trump under the Espionage Act, accusing him of mishandling classified documents. Okay, friends, let's turn to Jack Smith's new 24-page long court filing. And what I'd like to do is read all 24 pages to you. So sit back, get comfortable. No, I wouldn't do that. But what I will do is put a link to this new court filing in the description for this. It really is worth a read cover to cover. But what we're going to do now is just take on a few select passages, because this really is sort of unlike any federal court filing that I ever filed or that I ever received from a defense attorney, or frankly, that I've ever seen, read, reviewed. So the court filing is, of course, in the case of United States of America versus Donald Trump, Walt Nauta, and Carlos de Oliveira, defendants, and it's titled, Government's Response to Order from Judge Cannon Requiring Preliminary Proposed Instructions and Verdict Forms on Counts 1 through 32, those are the espionage counts. The court has issued an order directing the parties to file preliminary proposed instructions and verdict forms for the espionage counts with a specific requirement that the parties engage with two competing scenarios, those are the proposed instructions, and offer alternative draft text that assumes each scenario, each draft jury instruction, to be a correct formulation of the law to be issued to the jury. Both scenarios rest on an unstated and fundamentally flawed legal premise, namely that the Presidential Records Act, the PRA, and in particular its distinction between personal and presidential records, determines whether a former president is authorized under the Espionage Act to possess highly classified documents and store them in an unsecure facility, despite contrary rules in the applicable executive order which governs the possession and storage of classified information. Judge, that legal premise is wrong, and a jury instruction for the espionage charges that reflects that premise would distort the trial. And Jack Smith goes on to say that if these jury instructions were given with this erroneous recitation of the law, these unlawful jury instructions, it would, quote, guarantee a failed prosecution. But before I continue with kind of the opening salvo of this new court filing, I want to jump forward a few pages because Jack Smith directly takes on the notion that Donald Trump or any president of the United States could take our most closely guarded national security secrets, like contingency plans to launch military attacks on foreign countries, like the capabilities of our nuclear weapons programs and the nuclear weapons programs of other countries, that Donald Trump could take them and just magically convert them to his own personal records. that somehow the Presidential Records Act applies. And he could convert those kind of presidential records into, you know, personal records akin to diaries and journals and private medical records of the president's medical treatment. Here's what Jack Smith says about that. It would be pure fiction to suggest that highly classified documents created by members of the intelligence community and military and presented to the President of the United States during his term in office were purely private, and that they do not relate to or have an effect upon the carrying out of the constitutional, statutory, or other official or ceremonial duties of the president. Now, let's go back to a little bit more of the opening salvo. Jack Smith says, moreover, the court must promptly decide if you're going to do this, because if the court wrongly concludes that it should give these instructions, the court must inform the parties of that decision well in advance of trial, because the government must have the opportunity to consider appellate review well before jeopardy attaches, which means before the jury has been selected and is sworn. When those 12 jurors, plus however many alternates are involved, are sworn in at the beginning of the trial, that's the moment that jeopardy attaches. And after that, Jack Smith wouldn't be able to appeal this kind of a ruling by Judge Cannon. So he urges Judge Cannon, make the decision now. Why? Well, because he goes on to say, if you do this, if you give these proposed jury instructions, these criminal jury instructions would clearly violate the law. And friends, Jack Smith goes on to talk about how if Judge Cannon decides to do this, give these instructions that have no support in the law, indeed are contrary to the law, the Espionage Act, the Presidential Records Act, if she decides to give these lawless instructions, he would have to file a special kind of appeal. It's called a petition for a writ of mandamus. Essentially what it is when a trial court judge, this is one of the circumstances in which a writ of mandamus applies. If a trial court judge refuses to act in accordance with the law, tries to do something lawless, tries to abuse her judicial discretion, the prosecutor can file a petition for a writ of mandamus asking the appellate court, in this case it would be the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, to order Judge Cannon to do her damn job in accordance with the law and not abuse her discretion. And she would be acting in a lawless fashion if she gave these instructions, and it wouldn't be the first time she acted lawlessly to the extreme benefit of Donald Trump. Remember, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals reversed her previously when she did something the law did not allow, when she abused her judicial discretion to the extreme benefit of Donald Trump on the front end of this investigation, after the documents had been seized from Mar-a-Lago because they were evidence of crime, and a federal judge ordered that a search warrant issued, that Mar-a-Lago be searched because there was probable cause to believe Donald Trump had evidence of crime at Mar-a-Lago, and he sure as hell did. And Judge Cannon abused her discretion by trying to put a stop to the Department of Justice investigation into those documents. Talk about doing a favor, though, for Donald Trump. This would be another instance of her abusing her discretion. And Special Counsel Jack Smith said, Judge, you do it, I'm going to mandamus you.
Coming up next, Glenn reads more of Jack Smith's blistering court filing. This is Justice Matters.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the new court filing by Special Counsel Jack Smith, he explains how Donald Trump tries to rewrite the law surrounding the Presidential Records Act. Glenn says Judge Cannon now has three choices to make.
So, friends, I want to read just one more paragraph from this lengthy court filing, because after Jack Smith literally and figuratively lays down the law for Judge Cannon, he then puts together a paragraph that exposes how Donald Trump is a stone-cold liar, because he never did designate official presidential records as personal records. Here's what Jack Smith says in that regard. Furthermore, even though resolution of the threshold legal question is purely a matter of law, the court should be aware at the outset that Trump's entire effort to rely on the PRA, the Presidential Records Act, is not based on any facts. It is a post hoc justification that was concocted more than a year after he left the White House. And his invocation in this court of the PRA is not grounded in any decision he actually made during his presidency to designate as personal any of the records charged in the superseding indictment, in the espionage counts. Accordingly, before turning to the jury instructions, the government, the prosecutor, below provides the court with factual context surrounding Trump's attempt to inject the PRA into these proceedings. Importantly, Trump has never represented to this court that he, in fact, designated the classified documents as personal. He made no such claim in his motion to dismiss, in his reply, or at the hearing on March 14th, 2024, despite every opportunity and every incentive to do so. As discussed below, the reason is simple. He never did so. Instead, he has attempted to fashion out of whole cloth a legal presumption that would operate untethered to any facts, without regard to his actual decisions, his actual intent, the unambiguous definition of what constitutes personal records under the PRA, or the plainly non-personal content of the highly classified documents that he, Trump, retained. There is no basis in law or fact for that legal presumption, and the court should reject Trump's effort to invent one as a vehicle to inject the PRA into this case. You know, friends, after reading that, it's like I'm fighting the urge to say, and Judge Cannon, put that in your pipe and smoke it. Not a particularly lawyerly thing to say, I know. But now we have to wait and see. Wait and see what Judge Cannon does, because really there are three things she can do. She can do the right thing. She can say, okay, you caught me trying to do something unlawful. You caught me trying to give jury instructions that would work to the extreme advantage of Donald Trump, but that have no basis in the law. They can't be given. You caught me. So I will not give these instructions. Do the right thing. Two, she could do the wrong thing and say, I don't care what you're saying. I'm giving these, and I'm going to keep helping Donald Trump in every way I can, whether there's support in the law for it or not. She does the wrong thing. She gets appealed successfully. She gets reversed by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals because these jury instructions are dead wrong. They're unlawful. It would be an abuse of judicial discretion to give them. Or three, she can do nothing. And Jack Smith previewed that. He said, Judge, we need a prompt decision because we're going to need to appeal you if you're wrong. But if she does nothing, then it's writ of mandamus time, seeking an order from the appellate court directing the judge to do her damn job in accordance with the law, not abuse her judicial discretion. So Judge Cannon's got nowhere to go. I don't even know what I'm hoping she does anymore. Because if she does the wrong thing, you know what? It feels like for a very long time now, Jack Smith has been letting the disqualification bucket fill up, right? Now, I would contend it is overflowing. And Judge Cannon should have been disqualified long ago. There should have been a motion to recuse filed to try to remove her from the case. And if she refused to recuse herself, that could have been appealed to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. They might have already removed her from the case. But Jack Smith apparently feels like the disqualification bucket is not quite full enough to make that motion. This feels like, you know, another couple of gallons of water in the disqualification bucket. And depending on what Judge Cannon does, it may finally prompt Jack Smith to file the motion to recuse, to try to remove this unqualified judge from this case. There really are only two possibilities here. It's that Judge Cannon is incompetent, offering these two illegal jury instructions, or she's compromised. She's biased. She can't be fair and impartial. And as we've discussed before, friends, the federal law provides that if a judge's impartiality might reasonably be questioned, she shall recuse herself from the case. And boy, if anybody's impartiality might reasonably be questioned, it is Trump-appointed Judge Aileen Cannon's impartiality. So hopefully the disqualification bucket is now full, and Jack Smith will move to the necessary next step of trying to have this compromised or incompetent judge, this judge whose impartiality can and is being questioned appropriately all day long, having her removed from the case. Because justice matters. Friends, thank you for bearing with me through that. As always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again soon.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.